Hello, everyone. I'm Melissa Gonzalez, host of Retail Refined, a Market Scale podcast, and I am coming to you from Shop Talk 2024. Sitting with me is Lori Joffe. She is the CMO of American Freight, and we were having an interesting conversation that I thought we should also share with you guys. So, Lori, thank you so much for sitting with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so why don't you start with telling the audience a little bit more about you and your role as CMO at American Freight?
Sure. So, Lori Joffe, Chief Marketing Officer for American Freight. I oversee marketing and e-commerce for the company. American Freight is a retailer. Our name doesn't always disclose that, but we are a retailer. About 370-ish stores across the U.S., growing pretty rapidly. Obviously, have an e-commerce presence as well. We sell big-ticket products, so furniture, mattresses, and also appliances. And in appliances, it's primarily open box appliances.
Which you're going to tell the audience more about what open box appliances are.
Yeah, super unique. So we're actually the biggest reseller of appliances in the U.S. So we buy a lot of the industry returns. So a lot of product, when it gets shipped to consumers' homes from major brands, things get damaged in transit. It arrives at the customer's home and it doesn't fit. It's not the color that they expected, etc. So it gets returned. And we actually buy all of that product and we put it through a very rigorous recertification process, right? So we test it, make sure that it's perfect mechanically, correct any blemishes that we can, and take pictures of it, put it onto the website. We grade the product. Mm-hmm. So we grade it into one of four categories of damage, and it goes onto the sales floor at this massive discount, right? So for the user, for the customer, they're getting that, you know, dream fridge at a fraction of the price, right? So we're selling stuff at 50, 60, 70% off.
Okay, so I wasn't as aware until our conversation here. You have a pretty significant brick-and-mortar footprint in the U.S.
Yeah.
How many locations? 300?
It's 377.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that. So understanding it's kind of a secondary market where people can get quality appliances and furniture. And so if Best Buy maybe had an outlet, that would be you guys, right? So for example, I'm just giving like, okay, so tell us, you know, one thing that we were talking about is the theme of value. What the customer you're talking about in this scenario is a value shopper.
Absolutely.
But a big conversation is the evolution of where customers find value. And it's not just with price, even though it's a huge part of your value proposition, right? So can you tell us a little bit more about how you see, especially at the lens of the CMO, how you demystify value, and how does that show up in the in-store experience?
For sure. So I think definitely evolution around that term. We are targeting that value-conscious consumer, and she is looking for value, which is not always the lowest price.
Yeah,
it is that perfect combo of price, mm-hmm. quality, and service, which I think in the big-ticket space is super important.
Yeah.
That consultative aspect that there's that associate that's helping you find what it is that you're looking for. We term out people problem solvers because it's what they do in the store. It's what we try to replicate online as much as possible. But that really is the value that we're helping you find what you're looking for fast.
Yeah.
And getting you the right product at the right price, and then getting it to you also quick. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that's a big differentiator for American Freight. We are a warehouse-style store. Everything that you see on the floor is what you're going to get. So we don't fulfill any of our product out of warehouses. It's all being fulfilled out of our retail locations, even our e-commerce orders, which means that we can fulfill very quickly.
Yeah.
Right? So we offer same-day, obviously same-day pickup and same-day delivery in most of our stores as well.
Right. And so when you talk about education, I mean, appliances is usually comparative shopping. So how do you facilitate that as well? Because it feels like different levels of education and demystification is needed when you're in an environment like yours. Not just what are the features, the comparative features, and then there are different stages of like the products of how they've been rated.
Yeah, listen, I think that the appliance shopping, we've done so much customer research. And I think that the purchase of a big ticket item, whether it's appliances or furniture, is very, very overwhelming for consumers. And especially when you're a lower income consumer, it becomes all the more that because it's a very big expense. So it is a very complex purchase. We add onto that a layer of this layers of damage.
Yeah.
Right? So I think in the past, if consumers would walk into our stores or go to our site, they would just see aisles and aisles of product and not really understand why is product A priced at this price and why is the one right next to it priced at a different price. Mm-hmm. So we've actually rolled out a whole color coding system for our open box appliances, which is geared at helping consumers shop on her own on the floor and find exactly that level of damage that she's willing to accept, all the way from like new, which is our most pristine tier,
yeah,
that there's essentially no damage visible to the product, to what we call imperfect, which is, you know, that product with character at a heavily discounted price.
Yeah. And are they discovering usually in person or online, or what does that journey look like today?
You know what? I think that, like, there is no linear journey.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the past, right, good old days, like, we used to think about the e-commerce shopper and the online shopper and the in-store shopper, and that doesn't really exist anymore. I don't really believe it ever has.
Mm-hmm.
And I think today it's even more so. Consumers are going into the store, doing their research, coming back to the site, continuing with the research. They might start online and then go into the store. It's totally nonlinear. So we have a very big percent of our .com shoppers have actually been to our stores.
And then they purchase online?
Yeah, because it's convenient.
That's not easy, though. So you have a very unique fulfillment strategy. How have you thought about that, like, as real-time as possible, store updating to the website and so that there's no snafus in availability?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the miracles of technology, right? Yeah. And having the right systems in place. Nobody gets it perfect. We don't get it perfect all the time. But obviously, every time that everything is based on store inventory, everything is based on what's available in the store today. And that's what the website sees. Location is king on our site just because of that. And obviously, we're making real-time inventory checks, so we can miss by moments, but it's pretty rare.
So you're always studying, you know, insights and trends, right? And so what are you seeing? I mean, there's the consumer today, but when you think about this category, what opportunities are you excited about for the future?
Listen, I think that the space is going through transformation all the time, you know, so that's what excites me about it. That's what I love about e-commerce and about marketing and digital marketing in particular. I think that, and we spoke about it a lot at Shop Talk, and we're talking about it pretty much everywhere I go. It's AI and Gen AI. Yeah. And I think it is going to totally revolutionize the space. I think that the places where I see it having the biggest impact for us is around images. I'm super excited about what's going to happen with imagery. We already do renders, right? And non-traditional photography, essentially, of creating all these room scenes. We have AR technology that consumers can view the furniture in their room,
right?
All of these things. But I think that we're really at the cusp of kind of giving that prompt and how images are going to change in the future. And then I think product discoverability is another huge one. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's going to be super exciting. And you can see all the search providers working at it and are getting really, really good at it, at being able to put in a very, very long, non-traditional query into that search bar and get relevant results.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see great evolution there, and I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, so breaking down the three things, we'll go backwards. Search, for sure. I mean, the success of those queries are so much based on human, too. So, you know, what approaches are you taking internally to make sure that the data is as, you know, intentional and accurate as possible so that those queries have successful results back to the consumer?
Yeah, so it's hard, and I don't think anybody's got that totally figured out. We move really cautiously, I think, with adopting technology, not slow, because we really are we're super innovative. We move fast. Like, I think we're huge believers in failing fast, but we don't go after technology investments just for the sake of mm-hmm. technology.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not that interesting to us. We are looking to solve problems. We are constantly trying to figure out how do we take the magic that's happening in our retail stores
mm-hmm.
and bring that online. So there's a lot of talk about unified commerce and omnichannel, and really unified commerce to me is about just unifying the experience and making sure that they're seamless for that consumer. And I think that AI is going to help us a lot there, but it's about figuring out what's the business problem that you're trying to solve or consumer problem that you're trying to solve, and then go find the right technology mm-hmm. that's going to help you do that.
Right. Technology is a tool, but you really need to understand that use case and then how you can operationalize it and position it for success. And I'll skip over AR and come back to that. But the first you talked about was generative. And so, you know, as a brand yourself, American Freight, who sells brands, what steps are you taking? Because another part of the conversation is authenticity, especially when it comes to AI, and making sure that those renderings that are output, they're on brand, not just to you, but to the brands you're representing.
Yeah, we're very careful, like in what we render, to make sure that it's true to our customer. At the end of the day, it's about understanding who your customer is. And it's also about understanding who you are as a brand. We don't try to be anything that we're not. We love who we are and we love our customer. And so for example, in renders, like, we'll try to figure out the right room scenes that are going to match our consumer and that will resonate, right? I'm not going to put like my sofa in this, you know, window to ceiling, to, you know, whatever.
It's probably not the right environment for your customer.
It's just not authentic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not even about the customer, right? Because we have customers, you know, across the spectrum, but it's just not authentic to our brand and
right.
who we are.
Yeah.
So it is really about authenticity. And that is just about knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you say it like it's simple, but I see so much where, you know, that's a big risk because there's right now AI is such a tool in its infancy, especially, I mean, Midjourney is constantly evolving. But there are a lot of just similarities that exist in every single output that they give back. And so at eventually the consumer is getting more and more like, oh, that's AI or that's this, or that doesn't feel authentic. So it becomes an even bigger job for the brand or retailer to make sure that that's not compromised.
For sure. And I think that's why there's a lot of conversation on whether it's overhyped or right hyped or underhyped. I don't know what my answer is there, because I feel like potentially it's probably underhyped, right? So the potential of what this is going to do, underhyped, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's still like, there's a lot of unknown and there's just a lot of unknown still. So we're still all figuring this out.
Yeah. Well, it's good to stay curious. And then when it comes to AR, so we do, at my firm, MG2, we do our own primary research around consumer behavior insights, needs, wants, desires, etc. And in the home category, I mean, the opportunities to demystify the question of scale is so important.
Huge.
And I think, you know, AR attempts to it. I mean, depending how good the tool is, you get that accuracy. But tell us, yeah, where does that show up in the customer's journey when they're interacting with your brand?
So I think, like I said, it can appear many times in the journey, right? Depends on where they started. So we've got customers who will walk into the store and they see the sofa that they love and they've sat on it and it feels great, but they don't really know what that's going to look like in their home.
Right.
So they have the ability to go back to their house, pull it up on the website, and then just try to see it in their room. And you're right, it's not always perfect. And I think that technology is evolving too, but it gives them a sense, right? Or there's that dot-com only consumer that just wants to see it and doesn't want to walk into the store at all.
Right.
And can get a sense of it there. So it will work both ways.
It'll work both ways. Yeah, I think probably like the first time homeowner has a different level of comfort and confidence than maybe these appliances are for their secondary home or an Airbnb or, you know, different use cases.
100%. This is not no dig at anyone. It's to humanity, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a reason if you look at apartments, right? There's a reason that apartment gets staged.
Right.
Right? Because it's really hard to see that, right?
Yeah.
And most people, it's hard to imagine what is it going to look like? How is
yeah.
it going to feel? What's the aesthetic going to be? So I think these tools help a lot.
Yeah. So before we go, let's think about the future, right? You're already forward thinking. But what are you excited about when you look at the horizon, when you think of the industry that you're in, and you think of American Freight and your customer, what do you see as opportunities down the road the next 2 to 5 years?
Yes, for us, I mean, as a brand, we're on a crazy journey and we're growing and we have a fun brand and an incredible team, super focused. We love our customer and we love who we are, like I said, so... on a growth trajectory, and it's super exciting. I think everything that's happening with
yeah.
technology personally excites me a ton. And I think getting to understand these younger consumers, not just the Zs, but the alphas, and they're far from us today, right?
When we talk about AR, these alphas are building this in Roblox right now. They're building their houses in Roblox.
I know.
Like, what they're going to expect in order to interact and decide what they want to put in their home is going to be a different level.
That's what I say. Like, it's they are, like, if we talk a lot about Z, but alpha are...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a whole new
My
world.
Daughter said that for her 9th birthday, She wants to redecorate her room, and she rebuilt her room in Roblox to show me what she wants to do.
Yeah, my 11-year-old daughter, she teaches me things every single day. Now my 16-year-old son does as well, but it is
different
a whole different ballgame. They're super, super savvy.
Yeah, they're smarter than we were at that age. And probably your teenager is discovering on TikTok, and your 11-year-old maybe YouTube, because mine's YouTube.
Mine's TikTok and YouTube. So everywhere, super inspired by social. It's just, I find it fascinating. Yeah. So I'm just excited to where things are going and learning about this new customer. So that's what gets me excited.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot to be excited about. Thank you so much for sitting with me. Again, everybody, this is Lori Joffe. She is the CMO of American Freight. Thank you for sharing your story with us, what the company's doing, and what the future possibly holds.
Thank you.
Thank you.